All right, Rod B., we've got a great Texas football conversation that I thought we were going to open up today's show with.
Uh-oh.
But I have to inform you of something that I was just informed of.
Do you have some breaking news?
Yeah, I guess we can call it breaking
bad
news.
Or good?
Oh, no.
You going to start the show off breaking bad news?
It's an incident that took place here at some point over the weekend.
The station?
At the station.
Oh, no.
In the room that you're sitting in right now.
Oh, what? Where I'm sitting right now?
In that room. I don't know exactly where in that room.
No.
But in that room. So remember a few months ago after the icepocalypse?
Yes. Oh.
We had a bathroom incident.
Yes.
Where someone had left their mark.
Yes.
On the bathroom floor.
Just left it there on the floor.
This building.
Didn't bother to clean it up.
No, we're not.
We still don't know how that happened. We tried to do, you know, a little investigative research, if you will, to try to find out how could that have happened. But either way, it's a horrible move.
Yeah.
Makes you a heathen.
So we had that incident.
Neanderthals.
And that was disastrous.
Yeah.
And I didn't think we could have anything that came close to the grossness
of
that incident.
No. Well, where did this happen? Am I sitting close to this?
I don't know. Rumors abound.
Oh, no.
In the studio you're sitting in right now, that somebody's dog left their mark. Over the weekend.
In here? In the studio?
In the studio. And it was not cleaned up immediately.
Oh. Why would it have not been cleaned up immediately? What could have been what could have been hold up? Like, what could they have been doing? Was it in the middle of a segment? So they had to...
When I say it wasn't cleaned up immediately, I think it took place during one of the weekend shows, and it was found earlier today. So when I say not immediately, I mean maybe 24 hours plus went by with a dog deuce.
Are we sure that this was a dog? Because there's an Office episode.
Oh, yep.
Where somebody leaves something for Michael Scott.
Uh-huh.
Turns out to be a prank. Speaking of pranks, we'll talk about that later. Turns out to be a prank. One of his very close friends left him a surprise in his office. I won't spoil it for you if you haven't seen the Office episodes. But, yeah. So, are we sure this was a dog?
There are rumors.
Oh, my goodness.
That it was a dog. I mean, I heard
now
this.
Now we're hoping it was a dog.
Exactly. I heard this story, or these rumors.
Wow.
Between the end of Shirts and Skins with Chad and Trey and the start of the Triple Option with RBK.
I didn't get a chance to hear a lot of the show because I had some adulting to do.
No, so there were like 3 or 4 minutes. I don't think they talked about this on air, Rod.
Okay.
I literally heard this in the hallway.
Okay.
And I got Chad's permission.
Oh, was that when everybody was huddled up there when
there
I walked
like four
in?
Four or five people huddled up trying to figure out what the hell was going on.
Wow.
And I had to get Chad's permission, and I think he said I could talk about it on air. If not,
it's too late now.
I might be getting a phone call
in
the not-too-distant future. But, yes, apparently someone's animal left their mark in the Horn studio at some point over the weekend, and it was left for the weekday guys to experience.
So is it possible they didn't know that their dog had an accident in the studio? Is it possible that they were doing the show, dog did his business, and then was it – are we talking about a big dog, little dog?
Because
you can tell based on the the piles.
So we do have an office dog.
Yes.
And he's big.
He's awesome.
Big
he's
red
huge.
Lab.
He's huge.
It was not him.
No, because he was out. Well, I know it wasn't him because he never really comes in the studio.
No.
He's never in the studio.
And he wasn't here over the weekend.
Yeah, he was with me over the weekend because we were at Moon Tower for an Austin FC watch party.
Mm-hmm.
And he was there.
And he drops big presents.
Yeah.
Big dog. Understandable.
He's huge.
Mm-hmm. Triple digits.
Yeah.
In terms of weight.
Yeah, they're triple Ds.
So, whoa.
I'm just saying his
got you.
Yes,
okay.
His D's are triple D's.
Interesting.
Yes,
I've never heard that
his deuces
term
a triple
D's. For dog crap before. I like where your mind's at.
I'm just trying to keep it PC here, man.
So I was told the pile was small.
Wow.
So we're expecting a smaller dog.
Ooh, I know some people who have small dogs who do weekend shows.
We've got another investigation on our hands, Rod.
I know some. So BK Investigates is now back up and running.
It's back up and running. Yes, sir. So that's how we have to open up today's show. Because I felt like you had to know. And apparently the smell was going on throughout Light the Tower.
Yes, it was. Because I heard Jeff. I did hear a little bit of Light the Tower. And Jeff came on. Literally the first thing Jeff came on and said was, it smells like someone basically puked in here.
Mm.
That's what he said.
I don't think it was puke.
Yeah.
It's coming out a different hole.
Wow.
Yeah. So I think it remained throughout the entirety of
the tower.
I need
to be having this door open now, I guess, to air it out in here.
It's been cleaned.
I know, but still, now it's probably soaked into the fibers of the carpet. All right? It is now embedded itself into the fibers.
Dude, there's way worse stuff in the fibers of the carpet.
I agree with that. That's true.
Crap. We've got asbestos all over this place.
Wow, I don't know if that's... I wonder where it was. Interesting. Now, now I'm concerned.
So,
wow.
Hate to open up a Monday edition of the Horns Afternoon Drive program with that.
I'm glad you told me. You know what? I had a right to know.
So we had a human crap incident a couple of months ago. Now we have ourselves a dog crap incident. What's next?
Man, I got to tell you. Yeah, I mean, COVID is the least of our concerns around here. we scoff and laugh at COVID around here.
Where's the etiquette here?
Yeah, so I guess it's possible. It must have been like under the table. My guess it was under this big table.
Dude, that stuff starts smelling immediately, though.
Yeah.
Like you can't go half an hour without smelling dog crap. You can't go 5 minutes without smelling
dog
crap.
What if the person who had it had also gotten COVID and lost their sense of smell?
I don't have a comeback to that.
Just saying. It's possible.
We're reaching here.
It's possible.
It's possible.
This morning, I'm assuming that B&E found this?
I didn't hear B&E talk about it. And
interesting.
It had not been picked up by the time Light the Tower started at 10. So Bucky and Aaron.
Both who've had COVID, by the way, so probably can't smell.
They did their whole show with dog crap somewhere in the studio.
I got to text Bucky and ask him then. All right, I'm going to start your BK investigation because I got to text Bucky and ask him about this.
It's just disgusting.
I got to find out if Bucky knew. Because, right? They weren't on remote this Monday, right?
They were here.
Yeah, they were here.
I didn't listen to the whole show.
And goes back to my theory. If that is the case, it must be under the table, this big table here. Both of those guys, we all sit on the edge of the table. Yeah. That's where the mics are. And it was right under the table where nobody, I guess, has looked. And I guess they just assume that the studio is always a little funky because we should Febreze this damn place at least twice a week. Because we do not, that it's always a little funky like a locker room. So, could you notice a piece of blank in a locker room? Probably not. It'd take you a while. There's so many random odorous smells in a locker room that you'd be like, oh, did you notice that in the back of the shower? I didn't even notice that because it's a locker room. That's kind of how this studio is. Mm-hmm. It's a locker room, lots of smells. So maybe they just didn't smell it. That is bad though. Because I heard Jeff, the first thing he said when he got on the mic was, it smells in here. So he was so passionate about it, he brought it to the airwaves. Like, it smells in here. It's going to be hard for me to do my damn job because I cannot get over the smell.
You're not smelling anything in there.
I don't smell, but I come in spraying Lysol.
Right.
You know, I come in with alcohol wipes,
but
wiping everything
down. But you would have smelled it right away.
I would have smelled it right away if it was here. But obviously, they've cleaned since and done some things. Mm. So I don't really smell it off the bat, but... Yeah, I'm not sure. But like I said, it's like a locker room, though.
Yeah.
You could be sitting here for 30 minutes and smell like three different things and go, I'm not sure where it's coming from, not sure what that is.
Well, if you have any inside information regarding the Horn Studio dog crap incident, please text into the show, 337-377-6.
Gotta ask Bucky. Now I gotta text Bucky and be like, Bucky, did you guys do a show with some poop on the floor?
I might ask Bucky if he was the guy who did it. I wouldn't put that past the Buck.
No, Buck's got more class than that, man. But I will say that if we're going to do investigative work, if we're looking for somebody who owns a small dog who does the weekend shows, and that narrows down our,
Yeah.
That narrows down the suspect list a little bit.
We only have a couple of candidates.
You only got a couple of candidates who have weekend shows. And then I wonder, man, because then you have to say, it had to happen Sunday. Well, I think the Saturday guys would have recognized it, right? I mean, if it happened on Saturday, the Sunday guys would have recognized it, I mean.
Could it have been Casey Stuttered?
No. Stuttered didn't have he don't bring little dogs up here like that.
And Stuttered probably doesn't have little craps either.
Whatever dog Stuttered got, exactly.
Oh, man.
Wow.
So there's that.
Man, you are always, because you revealed the other one in the bathroom one, too.
Mm-hmm. Wow. I'm tied in. I'm a journalist. I got sources everywhere.
That's true. You are actually one of the people here who actually did go to school for journalism.
Yeah. So look where it got me. Unreal.
Wow.
So, yeah, starting to drop that bomb on you.
Oh,
but to open up the program.
Wow.
That was too easy.
Okay.
All right, Rod
B. I'm distracted now.
Yeah, we'll get back into that, maybe.
I think we should open up. I might open up that door. Now, yeah. It's just subconscious. Now I think I smell stuff. And I think I can't stop sweating. So, now I'm uncomfortable in here.
That's a bad combination.
I'm uncomfortable in here now.